if we would have won either of these games, we would have got the AFC West already. And it's frustrating knowing that we've had it so close both times. Luckily, we're still in position that we're going to have the opportunity to go out there and win it next week. But it is frustrating losing these games with the opportunity to win the AFC West and try to get the number one seed so close.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I agree with you, Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs, two chances to lock up home field advantage. They're 0-2. Third time the charm this weekend against Oakland. I'm telling you, not so fast. All these Chiefs fans, all these talking heads are just assuming the Chiefs are going to beat the Raiders. I saw a little clip on social media, John Gruden, after they beat the Broncos. John Gruden goes, we have one more game against our rival. We hate them. We don't like them. They probably don't like us. And you saw the players like, yep. So we'll see what the Raiders have in the tank. Because this, in essence, is their Super Bowl and their playoff game would be to spoil things for the Chiefs and make them go on the road in the first round of the playoffs. And the Chiefs did give up 33 points to the Raiders a few weeks ago in Oakland, and the Raiders scored those points and got all the yards despite having three lost fumbles. So imagine if they don't fumble the ball, how many points they would have scored in that game. So, and with the Chiefs defense right now, I'm telling you, there is no game that's easy. The Chiefs only blew out one team all year long. That was Cincinnati on the Sunday night. I don't know how people just think they're going to roll the Raiders because they haven't rolled anybody this year except the Bengals.
Yeah.
And I just don't understand people that do sports talk for a living in Kansas City totally don't do their homework. I don't know how they can't look at this. I can figure this out, you and I can, by just watching the games week in and week out and off of memory. No, the Chiefs haven't blown anybody out. The Chiefs have played some not-so-great teams. Arizona Cardinals, they did not blow out. San Francisco 49ers, they did not blow out. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they did not blow out. The Broncos are 6-9. They did not blow out them. I can go on and on. And then I hear that, well, you know, they played a lot of close games. They haven't had a bad game yet. Well, I'd say they've had bad games defensively. They just haven't had that stinker of an offensive game.
For sure, but the offense has overcome
it. Right. So the key is,
as good as Mahomes is, they've overcome
it. When people say
they haven't had a bad game.
What people are saying is the offense hasn't had a bad game. And when the offense has a bad game, this team has no chance.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hear that, and I'm like, so we're saving the bad game for the playoffs?
Yeah.
Worries me. So let's talk NFL. Unless you have some local sports.
I didn't think so. It's dead week.
Yeah. The Chiefs, the good news, I get this text from Cody. Hey, Sammy Watkins, the boots come off. And Laurent Duvernay Tardif, he was back at practice. I said, did they play defense?
That's a big negative.
No. Here's the injury report for the Chiefs. D Ford, limited participant in practice with a knee. Eric Berry, full participant with the heel. Eric Fisher, full participant, toe injury. Kendall Fuller, full participant. He had the wrist surgery. Looks like he's good to go. Tyreek Hill, a heel injury, but he looks like he's good to go. Full participant. Spencer Ware, hamstring, full participant. Darrell Williams had a hamstring, full participant. Mitch Morse, a foot, full participant. And Mitchell Schwartz battling a gimpy knee, which is a bit of a concern at right tackle. He's a full participant. And then, as I mentioned, Laurent Duvernay, I have a hard time saying his name, Duvernay, Tardif, I got that part. LDT is the best way to say it. he is on the IR, and the Chiefs have 21 days from yesterday now to put him on the roster. So if they get a first-round bye, this would work out pretty well for the Chiefs. If they get a first-round bye, they got to beat the Raiders first in order to accomplish that. So you look at it, and then Cam Irving they hope to have back. And there's a chance here, if the Chiefs get a first-round bye, that the Chiefs would have their starting offensive line back and intact for the first time since Week 5.
That's so not a bad thing.
That would be a good thing. Yeah. You get Cam Irving back at left guard. You get right guard Tardif in place of Wiley, who's done a nice job. You got Morse back at center. Now watch one of these guys gonna get hurt coming up this weekend against Oakland, whether it be Fisher or Schwartz. Yeah. But yes, the Chiefs look like they're maybe getting healthier on offense. They've been very protective of Watkins. They want him back for the playoffs. And I think there's no question Watkins is more important to this offense than people think. And so we shall see what happens there. Now, there are all kinds of scenarios, and there's some wild, wacky playoff scenarios that CBS Sports has put together. I did not know this. And I think it would not be a good thing for the Chiefs, but it'd be good for football, I guess. Do you know that the Chiefs could be at New England for the first wild card game? Did you know that the Chiefs could be the 5 and the Patriots could be the 4 seed?
There's got to be a way that that could happen just the way it's stacking up right now.
Absolutely. Here's the equation. If the Patriots lose to the Jets, which I would doubt, but you never know, If the Chiefs lose to the Raiders, which would not surprise me, if the Chargers beat the Broncos, I think people expect that to happen. Ravens beat the Browns, I think people expect that to happen. The Texans beat the Jaguars, I think you expect that to happen. So basically, all you need, if you the last three we expect to happen. If the first two happen, the Patriots lose to the Jets and the Chiefs lose to the Raiders, the Chiefs will be at New England for the wild card round of the playoffs. That is not as far-fetched as you may think.
No.
To me, the one that I can't really count on would be the Patriots losing to the Jets. But, yeah. But, yeah.
I don't think they'd lose another one like that before the season's over. But
wouldn't think so. There's another interesting scenario. The Ravens or Titans could get a first-round bye. The Titans right now are on the outside looking in. But the Titans, if they would beat the Colts on Sunday night, Ravens beat the Browns, which you would say would probably happen. The Chiefs beat the Raiders. Many people think that'll happen. But then the Patriots lose to the Jets, maybe. The Texans lose to the Jaguars. I doubt it, but it's possible, I guess. The Titans would go from a seventh spot, not in the playoffs, to a first-round bye,
yeah,
if that happened. Pretty crazy stuff. Let's see. Where's another one here? The Texans could be the top seed in the AFC, and this is one I had thought about.
Yeah.
They're lost to the Eagles.
I've been thinking about that for a while, actually.
Yeah, because if the Chiefs lose to the Raiders, and I've thought about this before, like if the Chiefs and the Patriots and the Texans and the Chargers all are tied with 11-5 records, what would happen? Well, the Patriots would be the number one seed. Number one seed. After that, I don't know. But Texans could get the top seed if they win against the Jaguars, the Chiefs lose to the Raiders, the Patriots lose to the Jets, and the Chargers lose to the Broncos. And that's the one thing I could see happening. It sounds crazy. I could see the Chiefs losing the Raiders, and that game is in the books, and the Chiefs game gets over before the Bronco-Charger game. And then the Chargers lose to the Broncos, and the Chiefs back their way into AFC West Championship.
Yeah.
Now, that might cost them a first-round bye and the number one seed and home field in the playoffs. But this Raider game makes me a little bit nervous. And I'm even more nervous when all these people are just assuming it's a win. Like I saw one talking head that put on social media, after they lost to the Chargers, all they got to do is win one of the next two, and you know they're going to beat Oakland. And I'm like, oh, God, that's the kiss of death. There's also a scenario where the Ravens and Steelers could both make the playoffs. The Ravens would need to beat the Browns, the Steelers would beat the Bengals, and the Colts would tie the Titans on Sunday Night Football. And before you sit here and go, well, yeah, that's not going to happen, we've had two ties this year.
Yeah.
So it's possible.
Well, and it's just not the same anymore with this short overtime. There's a better chance of it happening.
But here's the thing, though. Colts-Titans, they each have to get a win to make the playoffs. So they're going to do everything they can. So they're like, so what,
take a
so what if I lose?
Two-point conversion possibly
right.
to win.
So what if I lose?
Yeah.
I got to win. Tie doesn't do me any good.
Yeah.
So that would be interesting as well. So there's a lot to be decided. AFC, there's all kinds of scenarios with what might happen with the Chiefs. The Chiefs could be, if everything falls crazy and wacky, the Chiefs could be at New England in the wild card round of the playoffs, which I don't want to see it that early.
No, not that early.
And then, of course, the Chiefs basically could be a 1 or a 5 seed. It's as simple as that. But there is a scenario now where if the Chargers lose and the Chiefs lose and the Patriots win and the Texans win, the Chiefs, I think there's a scenario where they'd be a 3 or a 4 seed.
Yeah. That's
so it is. There's a lot. The Chiefs could be one of any seeds except the 6 seed. That's the only thing we know.
Where the Patriots have limped here on down the stretch, and
yet
they're still possibly going to be, could be a 1 seed.
Here's what's amazing. The Patriots limped and lost 2 games in a row. Didn't look great against the Bills, but Philadelphia beats the Texans, which I thought would happen. And now all New England has to do is beat the Jets and get a first-round bye. I saw a bunch of Chiefs fans so happy that the Eagles beat the Texans. Well, that makes it easier for the Chiefs to get home field. I'm like, you just handed the Patriots a first-round bye.
Yeah.
And I know if you're the one seed, you think you're going to beat the Patriots at home at Arrowhead. But I would rather play the Patriots having them have to have played an extra game.
Yeah.
So, you know, who are you more worried about, the Texans or the Patriots? And once again, people get all caught up in the home field advantage number one seed thing, and I'm looking at other things. I think differently than most people, I guess, is I'm thinking about possible matchups, and I'm like, well, I don't think the Texans have first-round bye is going to help them as much as it would help the Patriots. And history shows that. The Patriots, all their Super Bowl appearances have been when they had a first-round bye. They're a 500 team in the playoffs when they have to play the first weekend. So there's a big advantage for the Patriots to get a first-round bye. So why would you want them to have that advantage? But yet Chiefs fans are like, woohoo! Yeah. Eagles beat the Texans! Way, yay! You know what? If the Chiefs just beat the Seahawks, you wouldn't have to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
None of it.
The Chiefs could go on a 3-game losing streak to end the season and still be the AFC West champs and still be the number one overall seed. And their record would be 11-5, which would be the same record with Alex Smith last year.
Yeah.
Try that on for size.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks the Chiefs are so much better than last year. The Chiefs lose to the Raiders, they will have the same exact record as last year, and maybe they don't win the AFC West. Last year, Alex Smith won the AFC West, and they went 11-5. This year, the Chiefs, if they lose this last game of the Raiders, would finish 11-5 and could be on the road in the first round of the playoffs in a wild card round. Last year, the Chiefs were at home wild card round. So you could say all these things about Mahomes being a great quarterback. Some Alex Smith supporter could throw it out there and say, well, what did it gain you? You got all these flashy numbers, all these touchdown passes, all these yards. But at the end of the day, aren't you judged on wins? You got the same amount of wins. Now, I would argue, of course, the defense is worse than last year, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But I do get the point because, honestly, it doesn't matter what the Chiefs do this year. As long as they make the playoffs, they're going to be judged on what they do in January. We've said it back in training camp. Chiefs can go 14-2. It don't matter. That record means nothing if they don't win in the playoffs. Same thing with Alex Smith, number one rated passer last year. All these people, I remember Todd, and that's a different. I got a whole bunch of friends named Todd, but I remember I kept hearing from Todd Dunston. I kept hearing Alex Smith's the number one rated quarterback. Da, 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 da. I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, what's he going to do in the playoffs? He can be the greatest quarterback and win the MVP. Is he going to win in the playoffs? And I all along I was like, no. And guess what? He didn't.
Yeah.
And then he shipped off to Washington. So did Alex Smith's great year help the Chiefs? Yeah. It helped him win 11 games, win AFC West, and you get the AFC West nice T-shirts. But it didn't help him win a playoff game. It got him to the playoffs, but it didn't win him a playoff game at home against a team that wasn't that good in the Tennessee Titans. So the same thing in fairness. Let's be fair to Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. In fairness, Patrick Mahomes hasn't done jack squat either.
Yeah.
I mean, the numbers are nice. And one thing that really irritates me is Chiefs fans are so caught up in this, Patrick Mahomes should be the MVP. They're all riled up about him versus Breeze for the MVP. I don't care. As a Chiefs fan, I don't think you should really care if he's MVP or not. You should care. You should let Breeze have the MVP. I put it on social media. Let Breeze have the awards. The only award you need as a Chiefs fan is the Lombardi.
Yeah.
Let Patrick Mahomes hand off the MVP, let Breeze have it. Breeze, the older guy, let him have it. Mahomes may have a better chance of MVP down the line. Maybe he won't. Who cares? Mahomes is about team instead of I anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't think Mahomes would go ahead and take the Lombardi and say, oh, you know what, Drew Brees won the MVP, I'm happy for him, but I'd rather have the Lombardi? I know Dan Marino had been cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, that's what scares me about Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs organization is I'm worried that Patrick Mahomes will be the next Dan Marino. And before people go, well, that's a huge compliment. Dan Marino made it to one Super Bowl and never won one. The end goal for me as a Chiefs fan, I said it yesterday, I don't care about all the numbers anymore. I don't. It's nice. It's flashy. It's sexy. It's all this. But Patrick Mahomes could end the year with 5,000 yards passing, 50 touchdown passes, and the Chiefs could have the same record as last year.
Yeah.
So are they better?
No, they're not.
They're not. And they might still get the one seed and lose to the Raiders or a two seed and get the AFC West. That doesn't mean they're better than last year. It means the rest of the AFC isn't as good as last year.
Yeah, and that's obvious that the rest of the AFC is not as good as
last year. That's why this is your window.
Yeah.
This Matthew Derrick has said it to us on our show from ChiefsDigest.com. Everybody just assumes Patrick Mahomes is going to have 10 or 15 years of outstanding football. What if this is his best season statistically ever? Which, it's going to be hard to top it.
Oh, it is, yeah.
50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards he's on pace for, this and maybe MVP. This is your window. You can't think next year's the window. You got to think right now is the window. The problem is the person that's breaking the window or putting up a brick wall where you can't get through the window is Bob Sutton in the Chiefs defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a secret to
we knew it back in August.
The problem is. Exactly. I mean, you knew it coming into the season. You knew it before the season started. You knew it the day Kendall Fuller was traded for, you felt good about it. And then the day Marcus Peters was traded off, you knew it was going to be a big problem because you don't have anybody in your secondary now. And then you knew it. And then they signed David Amerson, and then they signed Orlando Scandrick, and then they signed this guy, and this guy is not good. And they had to re-sign Ron Parker. Mm-hmm. mean,
who they benched for Seattle. Yeah,
and they had released him.
The Falcons released him.
How many guys have they brought back that they've released just trying to piecemeal this thing together this year? And it's just like
Daniel Sorensen has not played well after
he
got hurt.
And you know, they just
he's going to solve everything, him and Barry.
I think everybody should be probably on the same boat of the fact that it doesn't matter if the Chiefs' defense is playing at Arrowhead or on the road; they're as bad as they are either way,
especially against good teams.
Yeah, these teams, if they're going to play in the playoffs, they're going to be bad against either way. So you've got to find a team, and the thing that's bad is like a lot of teams can say, "Hey, we can stop the run and force them to pass." Mm-hmm. The Chiefs can't even say any of that right now. They're bad at everything.
Except I mean, pass rush and their pass rush
is the only thing they're good at, but he doesn't do it right. Like,
right.
And he doesn't blitz.
You have Houston dropping in coverage.
Yeah.
Or as a spy, as he did in the
I have one strength, I need to use that strength.
Ah, please. Now you're getting on.
That's where the problem is with that defense. Obviously, personnel is still a problem.
Yes,
but the head of the defense is the problem.
Right.
The guy that's calling the plays, and we know that. We've known that for a long time.
Here's the thing that really drives me nuts. Andy Reid had the guts to make probably the bigger and more tougher choice. Get rid of a guy that was a Pro Bowler, and Alex Smith, who had his best year. You trade him and hand the keys to a 23-year-old quarterback. He had the guts to make that move. And why would he make that move? To make the team better, right?
Yes.
That he sees more upside. And yet he didn't have the guts to fire Bob Sutton. Why would he not fire Bob Sutton the last 3 years, other than they're buddies? Because think about it. I said this yesterday. He had nothing to lose by firing Bob Sutton. Because, in fact, if Andy Reid fired Bob Sutton and you had a different defensive coordinator right now and the Chiefs are struggling, there'd be Chiefs fans going, well, you know, it's taken some time. It's a new system. You would give him a pass.
Exactly.
Andy Reid could have bought him a year pass of criticism. And instead, he stuck with the status quo, other than changing personnel, which obviously that has not been the – that has been – either you got to fire the general manager who can't get the right talent on defense, two straight years, you don't have the right personnel, or you got to change the defensive coordinator. And there are guys out there that are available that you can get this offseason. And here's the thing, if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and lose the Super Bowl, but give a whole bunch of points in the playoffs and the Super Bowl, is Andy Reid just going to say, well, how can I fire a defensive coordinator for a team made the Super Bowl? You made it in the Super Bowl in spite of Bob Sutton.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes may actually help Bob Sutton save his job by pulling a rabbit out of the hat for a playoff win or two. And Chiefs fans will, once again, forget the whole Bob Sutton thing for a while because they conveniently forgot about the first 10 weeks of the year because the Chiefs are outscoring everybody, which we said was going to happen in August. The defense has gotten worse every single year under Bob Sutton to where now they're the worst in the league. The only way they can get worse next year is they add expansion teams.
Too.
Yes. And now they're playing with young corners, experimenting with that in week 16.
Yeah.
Which I'm okay with doing that, but why did you wait till week 16? That's a sign of desperation, in my opinion.
Oh, without question.
You bench Scandrick and Parker. You have no answers.
Yeah.
I think it's Andy Reid saying, I think Andy Reid said to Bob Sutton, listen, and I take this as a good sign. I think that's Andy Reid saying to Bob Sutton, listen, dude, we got to try something different. I'm imploring you to try something different. Or let's just play the young guys, see what happens. Because if we lose this game, we still can get home field to beat the Raiders, which scares me because I think the Chiefs approached it that way. We're going to play Seattle. Can't get much worse than what we had at corner. We're going to make some changes, see how the young guys do. And if we lose, well, we still got the Oakland game. And I think you're setting yourself up for disappointment possibly against Oakland. I'm not saying they're going to lose to Oakland, but I do think there's – I'll call it a 50-50 game.
I'll call it that right now.
So – And last year, I said the blessing in disguise was the Chiefs losing the Titans because then that made you kind of move on from Alex Smith. But that didn't get rid of Bob Sutton. We said in the offseason, didn't we, that the Chiefs are going to make one of two moves, and that would appease the fans.
Yeah.
But what they really need to do is make two moves. Give Mahomes the keys and fire Bob Sutton. And that would have been the perfect offseason. And now that keeping one guy on is preventing this team from probably realizing their dreams, and perhaps this is their year of opportunity with AFC weaker, as you just pointed out, and the fact you have a guy putting up MVP-type numbers, and it's all going to go for naught, it looks like, based on the way this defense is playing.
Yeah, I just... I mean, it's like, and we've rehashed it, obviously.
There is no Kareem Hunt. Like, there was a Hunt last year.
Exactly.
Well, we got Patrick Mahomes this year. That's different. I'm like, yeah, you don't have Kareem Hunt anymore.
Yeah. Kareem Hunt, you don't, I mean.
We got Eric Berry. Okay, great. You got Eric Berry. You also don't have Marcus Peters. Well, I mean, let's just keep playing this game.
Yeah. You also don't have Derek Johnson, who was old, but tackles a heck of a lot better than Reggie Ragland and Anthony Hitchens.
And had a big tackle against Titans that was called forward progress.
I mean, you can say that he was old and wasn't as effective, and he wasn't. But he could tackle still.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
These guys are bouncing. Raglan and Hitchens are bouncing off of running backs, and it's just
the
it's
Chiefs
like
are a poor tackling team, and they always like, have been under Bob Sutton. So perhaps that's why we need a change.
Sit here and tell me it's personnel, and you don't get better personnel.
No. No, Bob Sutton has to go. I said it yesterday. I don't care if the Chiefs make the Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
He's got to go. He's got to go. And if he doesn't go and he keeps Bob Sutton on another year, I am about ready to just throw in the towel, man. Because I'm going to tell you right now, with Bob Sutton as defensive coordinator, Andy Reid will never win a Super Bowl.
No.
Never win a Super Bowl. Bob Sutton as a defensive coordinator. Never. So if Andy Reid's goal is to win a Super Bowl, which that's the one knock on him on his resume, then maybe he should part ways with Bob Sutton and try somebody else. Even if Todd Bowles gets fired by the Jets, which they're anticipating, that's a guy I'd be okay coming in as defensive coordinator. He's a very good defensive coordinator in the past. He's worked with Andy Reid before. I'm okay with him bringing in one of his buddies, at least some different strategy.
Yeah.
I just...
If I can sit here and say that this defensive coordinator is not better than Greg Robinson...
Oh, my God.
There's something wrong.
There's something wrong. Yeah. And it goes back to Andy being loyal to his coaches. And then you see these coaches like Doug Peterson go win a Super Bowl right away. And have gutsy decisions and going for it and being aggressive, which Andy Reid doesn't typically do in those situations, yeah. As we know. And then you have Matt Nagy, who goes, boom, to the Bears, and with Mitch Trubisky as his quarterback. Granted, it helped when you got Khalil Mack in a trade.
Yeah.
You win the North and beat out the Packers and the Vikings. It's just amazing. It's like Andy Reid is better at coaching other guys to be better coaches than him,
yeah.
And then he can't get better himself. Well, we're going to learn from it. I take responsibility. It's my responsibility. I just hope it's not the train wreck and the bandwagon wreck that we're used to. I said yesterday, I'm on the bandwagon. I'm just got body armor on, ready to get bucked off.
It's a little bit wobbly right now.
Usually is with the Chiefs. Okay, so we'll see. Chiefs and Raiders on Sunday, pregame at 2:00 and kickoff 3:25 on Z96.3 Lake. I hear all this, well, the Chiefs need to have home field advantage to win football games. But at the same time, they say, well, Mahomes is the difference this year. Well, then why can't you win on the road with Mahomes? Yeah, why do you care?
That, yeah.
By the way, do you know that Patrick Mahomes has an NFL record for touchdown passes on the road in a season? 30 of his touchdown passes on the road. So maybe we're all lost in this whole thing. Maybe it is okay for them to lose the Raiders, be the 5 seed, and Mahomes would use better on the road. Well, the defense plays so much better at home against Arrowhead. Do they really?
No.
They give me don't. The stats to prove that. I haven't really seen them. Okay. There was a college bowl game. You tired of bowl games? Well, great. One was canceled yesterday. Boise State and Boston College canceled due to inclement weather, lightning, and all kinds of other stuff. Bowl games yesterday that were played, victorious was TCU, an exhilarating 10-7 overtime game where there were 6 interceptions in the first half. Bad quarterback play. It was awful. Minnesota beat Georgia Tech 34-10. Today it's Temple Duke in the Independence Bowl, Miami Wisconsin, the Pinstripe Bowl, and the Academy Sports Outdoors Texas Bowl, Baylor versus Vanderbilt. The college football playoff coming up on Saturday. It will be Oklahoma versus Alabama at night at 7 o'clock in Miami. Earlier in the day at 3 o'clock in Arlington, it's number 2 Clemson versus Notre Dame. All right, quick picks. Here we go. Clemson, Notre Dame, who are you taking?
Clemson.
I'll take Clemson. Alabama, Oklahoma, who are you taking?
Bama.
You'll take Bama? I'll be different. I'll take Oklahoma just to be different.
This is going
to
sound crazy.
I don't want to see Alabama Clemson 3 straight years. I want Oklahoma to win, too.
I mean, I don't think anybody would ever heard me say that ever on this station.
I just think Alabama's going to be able to ground and pound and run the football down Oklahoma's throat. Yeah. And I just think you got to play some defense to win a championship. So I'm going to cheer for Oklahoma. I'll say they'll pull off the upset, but I don't have a lot of confidence in
that. I picked Oklahoma
that.
And Clemson at the beginning of the year, so maybe I should have just stuck with
maybe
that.
Maybe you should have, or maybe not. Alabama, Oklahoma, Clemson, Notre Dame, the college football playoff coming up this weekend.